Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because I am at the Lion Habitat in Las Vegas. Who knew? Who knew? This is right by the M Casino, and it's beautiful. And Ozzy, the giraffe, is about to start painting again, and which is very cool. But this place is amazing, and there's a lot to cover because insiders have stepped forward and are starting to talk about the CrowdStrike debacle that's unfolding, that's not solved yet. So let's get into it. Please like, subscribe, comment on the video, share this video, and also we have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold, and I'll talk about them a little later. But let's look. Ozzy's back there. I'll start it here for a second. Such a beautiful animal. You have a sign. It's like 18 feet in the air. CrowdStrike, does this software update, and I want you to think about this. Things are still broken. There are, dozens of banks. Okay, here's the main ones, give you guys a list, that are still having glitches. Now, your bank may be open, but you should be having, most people are having trouble. Now, here is the most important thing, and I'm going to give you two major things to think about right now. The first one is that people have conducted transactions since Friday, since this started, and the transactions on one end look like they've gone through, but in fact, they have not. In other words, you pay a bill and the money gets taken out of your account. Looks like it gets taken out of the account, but the transaction doesn't move forward and the bill does not get paid. Now, when you think of the millions of people that use online banking and all these different ways of paying bills right now, look at a lion. Turn. Look at this lion walking back in its little hut there. You have people that are going to be shocked. Now think about this. Life happens, guys. People pay their insurance on the last day and then go out and get in a car accident. This happened to me 25 years ago, where I literally got a new insurance policy and got into an accident that day. The ink wasn't even wet in the policy, but they had to pay the claim, and it was a real mess to verify payment and everything. What if the payments don't go through? Who's responsible for this? Right now, they anticipate that there is $1 billion worth of damages right now. Who pays that right now? Who pays that? I have told people to look at all their transactions. Look at all the payments. Look at everything that you've done right now because this is a mess. Why is this affecting odd things? Why is it affecting smart appliances right now that are basically offline right now? Okay, or are they online? Are they listening to us all the time? I think they are, personally, but this is a mess. Now, here is the most important one, and this is not to cause a panic. And this woman said, please don't use my name, don't use my state, don't use the bank that my husband works at or the investment firm. Just gonna leave it at that, but we're just gonna call her T. Okay, T steps forward and tells me a wild story about how her husband, who runs and works for a very large firm, cannot do trades right now. The trades are locked from the last transaction price. Now, what if something goes down in the market right now and you need to get out and you can't? This is going to happen, guys. You're going to see things go bad in such a way that people are going to have problems trying to get out. I don't believe this for a second. I don't believe this company, CrowdStrike, for a second, but this is going to cause a major panic right now. So look at this, guys. CrowdStrike wrote a letter. We're sorry. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba da ba ba da. Squawking like that. Insane, guys. This is ridiculous. We're supposed to believe. You can read the full letter below. I won't bore you with it right now. And when do you get to stand next to a lion like that? Okay, I mean, that's crazy. Who would that thing like to eat? So this is ridiculous right now. But you're seeing so many different things go down. There are so many different airlines that have been affected. If you read the stories from American, Delta, my daughter was supposed to fly on JSX, and they're offline right now. That's a small private airline with the 30-seat planes. No, you're not doing that today. So this is Rocky. Hey, Rocky. How are you, Rocky? So that's Rocky the parrot. Oh, the giraffe's coming out. I'll show show you guys, walk over to that. Guys, this is a travesty, guys. It's an absolute ridiculous scenario, and you don't have all the planes out. Here's the worst part. The people that bought airline tickets that have been waiting sometimes 2 days in the airport have just been notified that they cannot be offered a refund. So you better have another form of payment to move forward and to pay your bill, to get yourself out of wherever you're at. People are running their lives this thin right now. They have no money. They have no extra money. And with that being said, they cannot afford to pay for an extra airline ticket to get themselves out. That will just sort it out later, baby. Okay? So this is Ozzy, the giraffe. And Ozzy's a painter. Ozzy paints twice a day. It's kind of cool. Ozzy's a vegetarian, which I did not know giraffes are vegetarians. So I think I failed that part of science and school. Got a lot of B's, you know what I mean? Not a lot of A's. So I only did okay. But just a majestic animal, very beautiful. So with this going on, guys, how have you been affected? So many people cannot get money out of the bank, Bank of America, Chase, all these different places that have not had the ability to get money out right now. This is awful right now, and it's only going to get worse. But these investment banks that cannot move forward and cannot transact right now, what's going to happen with that? You want to see chaos? You want to see... Look at the lions. Look at how beautiful these animals are. Gosh, they're just stunning. Hi, girls. Wow. Look at that. Hello. This is fun. This is in Vegas. Lion habitats open 3 hours a day. So good for you. Wow, man, you would that thing would just do you in quickly. You know what I mean? Look at that. What a beautiful, beautiful, tough animal. Oh, they're gonna feed it. Give it a watermelon. So, this place passed the ordinances to be open because they can only have 40 animals here at a time. Kind of wild when you think about that. But what's going to happen with all the transactions that are not getting conducted? And I have a question for you. Why are we allowing one company to rule the world? And here's the thing. If your refrigerator doesn't work and you don't have internet on some planes right now because of this, why would you fly in a plane? These planes are not online? Come on, guys. Who's buying this right now? Who's buying this? So, share your thoughts on all this stuff so far. Have you been able to transact? Have you been able to go and see if your transactions are working? I am telling you this right now. If you can transfer money, this was the test on Friday. If you have the ability to transfer money and your bank app is allowing you to do it, your bank has not been hacked. But the problem with it is now it's letting people send money, but you don't have it. So it just ends up in the cloud. So the cloud is a mess right now, guys. Do you trust the cloud? Do you think that this is okay right now? It's very hot out here. It's over 100 degrees this morning. And my shirt, yes, it's sushi. Isn't this nice? Nice gift somebody got me. So let me know what you think about this stuff, guys, because I think that we haven't seen anything yet. I know people that have tried to pay bill via Zelle, and they're concerned that the transactions may not have gone through. Verify everything you've done over the course of the last 4 days. Do it. You just to protect yourself, to make sure that your transactions have gone through. Safe, better safe than sorry. Because people that live on a tight margin of money and they've paid a bill, they may think, oh, I have nothing to worry about. And then they go back to their account and they realize, oh, I have more money than I thought. And they're paying bills that should have been sucked out of their account. So with that being said, you know, let me know how this has affected you. Would you hop on a plane? Have you had a problem with your investment bank? Have you had a problem with stock transactions? Let everybody know, because this is the beginning of this. And again, this cloud mess, this is a joke, guys. This is an absolute joke that we're going through this right now. So share your thoughts on all this stuff. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, with the instability of the world right now and Joe Biden just stepping down, you need to protect yourself and you need to look at getting yourself into precious metals, for right now and for your retirement. The best place to do that is number one rated Patriot Gold. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Find out about all the different precious metals that they sell. They will even send you out a free investor guide if you would like. They have an IRA that is free for life. They have 401ks that are all backed by precious metals. Get yourself protected today. This sham that we've been living through over the last 3.5 years, you have to protect yourself, okay? Protect yourself today. Call Patriot Gold. Get yourself into precious metals before it's too late. The national debt is climbing, and it's only getting worse. We have $1 trillion added to it every 100 days. You have to get yourself ready. This is not looking good, but call Patriot Gold today and get that hedge against everything. Precious metals. 888-330-1431. Contact them today. Got that watermelon with one bite. Wow. That's crazy. This is Coco. Time to eat, Coco. It's hot out here this morning. It's well over 100 degrees, and there's a lot more to cover on this. The United States Postal Service is talking about their computers being down and having glitches with shipping and providing information. The passport office is having issues as well. Isn't that fantastic? So if you're planning on going someplace, always give yourself time. I spoke to a relative today who says, you know, people that pay their bill at the last minute, this is what they deserve. No, it's not what people deserve, because not everybody has any money to pay things in advance. The other thing is, here's something sick about the United States Postal Service. When you bought things via the post office website or their app, they have been sharing that with Meta, LinkedIn, and Snap. They've been giving your personal information out. What an absolute travesty. Who agreed to this? Do you know, I was the head of the class for the toll road lawsuit in Southern California because they shared our data that they weren't supposed to share, plus a few other juicy tidbits that they did. But that's illegal. Now, the United States Postal Service, there's an article where they stepped forward and they said, listen, we don't want people to think that we're in the business of selling data. Well, how'd they get it? Who gave it to them? Somebody probably made a side deal and let these people take this information. So it's absolutely a travesty to think about. So a lot more to cover. UK is having a real problem because their, you know, information, data sharing and banking and parking meter payments, all this stuff. Think about this. What happens if you get a ticket? The UK is notorious for all these different parking problems and people paying to park. And then they charge people too much or triple charge you, all these things that Stephen has sent me. But what happens if you pay a bill and it doesn't go through and you were damaged by that? Do you have to sue them to get your money back? I mean, this is where we're headed with this thing. So it's going to be crazy, 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 crazy. There's a great billboard in Plano, Texas. I'll share with you guys. Come over here and make $100,000 a year. Now, Plano, Texas, it's a great wage. They are having such a difficult time recruiting police officers right now that they cannot get them. So, you know what? Let's take up billboards. But here's the problem. They're not getting a deal on the billboards from the people that own the billboards. So they're spending $30,000 and $40,000 a month on advertising to get cops to go become a police officer. Guys, I'm telling you, I know police officers. Now, again, it's not an easy job, and I'm not saying that it's an easy job. But police officers, firefighters, paramedics, these people own houses. They make a lot of money. They get overtime. They get to live a very good life. And you should look at a career like that or recommend family members do a career like that. So, you know, let me know what you think about this stuff so far. You have all your fingers?
I always never stick them in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful animal.
Hi.
There you go. Oh, gosh. Now, one thing that happened yesterday was Joe Biden stepped down. And, you know, what a joke, guys. I'm sorry. I have to give a little bit of a commentary on this because all we've heard forever is how strong this guy was. And it's a joke, guys. So who's in? Share your thoughts. Who's going to take over, guys? Let me know. Let me know. Because the people that voted for this man should be furious. That's all I have to say. Because they've been let down. And they've been absolutely played, okay? And I didn't vote for the guy, okay? Let me just put it that way. So you should be angry, but we'll see. Okay, it's democracy. No, it's not. But anyways, that's that. Let me know what you think. Let us all know. Share your comments. Have some spirited debate amongst yourselves. Next thing is the hotels have been shut down. Here in Vegas, you have hotels that don't have their players card system up. You don't have ways of checking people in. Hey, I'm supposed to get comps. I'm supposed to get my free meals. No, don't worry about that. Can't do it right now. Well, I come to Vegas once every 3 years, you know. What am I supposed to do? Well, we'll make it up to you somehow. They won't, guys. The worst one of them all is the hospital situation where people have had to have surgeries rescheduled right now for this. I'm telling you, from a man that lived in a hospital, if I never step in a hospital another day in my life, it will be too soon, okay? But for all the time that I spent in cancer centers and different hospitals and everything, it is awful. And when you anticipate and you have that surgery scheduled and something happens and it gets rescheduled, it is awful. And I feel for each and every one of these people that experience this right now. Wow, look how big that lion is. So let's get a little closer. So, anyways, but these people that have had to reschedule these, it's awful, guys. And the thing that you're seeing is that there's no answer yet. So the fact that one company did this much damage should scare you. The fact that if you don't think that things are going to happen again someday. Well, how would this ever happen, Dan? This was a fluke. You really believe that? I don't believe it. I don't believe that anything is a fluke right now. I believe things like this happen and we're supposed to live through this and act like it's no big deal. Not a chance. Not a chance, guys. This is an absolute travesty. So let us know how this has affected you. Let us know if you can trade stocks this morning. Let us know if you can get to your brokerage account. Contact your broker. What's those phone calls going to be like? Everything's going to be great. See if you can get Chuck Schwab on the phone. See if he'll answer. Okay? Yeah, I call him Chuck. Anyways, let me know. How are you? Oh, look at that. How often does he or she? He. How often does he paint?
Every hour, on the hour. So
that's cool.
On the half hour. So he'll paint again at 12:30.
Nice. Here's a bunch more news to share before I end this video. Conn's Home Plus, they're a furniture store. They were a furniture store. They're closing 100 locations right now. Once again, 100 stores closed. They're going to liquidate. Who's going to hire these 100 people that work at these stores? Hundreds of people. Let's say they have 3 people that work at those stores, which, you know, a furniture store. It's got delivery drivers, people that are salespeople, you know, managers, salespeople, everybody. It's just got everybody, and they're all losing their jobs. So what, a dozen people a store? What, so 1,200 people lose their job? It's just terrible. Now, the next thing is Laura from Connecticut sends me the story about the liquidation of Big Lots. And they're saying, hey, up to 20% off in, you know, inside the store. She goes inside the store, and the stores have an ad that said 5% off. It's like 5%. Tax in Connecticut, she says, is 6.5%. How are you saving money? You're wasting your time going to a Big Lots liquidation. So there's that. So once again, guys, San Francisco is an S-hole. And you guys can fill in the blank with the word S. what that means. And they have gone to a new method of running the store as of next month, and that is invitation only. And you have to have an appointment to walk in there and shop. Who, they have a woman that says, I want an appointment to shop. No, you just go and browse. Oh my God, look at this purse. Look at these shoes. No, it's the kiss of death. It's the end of Saks in San Francisco. San Francisco's done. You people that voted for the current government, man, you guys deserve this. You guys deserve everything you're getting. When you sit there and you can't afford anything because you don't have a job and you've got junkies sleeping on the sidewalk out in front of your house, you asked for this. You asked for this. This is what you did to yourself. So enjoy. Enjoy. Do you think he'd eat me? Look at this guy. Look how big that guy is. This is a very cool spot, guys. You can sit there and you can feed the animals. You can get really close to them. Very, very cool. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Kohl's, the department store, is adding a bunch of dress lines right now that are unique. And what this is doing is it's expanding upon the success that they've had with Sephora. Sephora is a makeup store that moved into a bunch of Kohl's stores, and it's been a huge success. So now they're going to add more, department store brands to the Kohl's line to get more women in there. We'll see if it works. Phoenix, Arizona has two things. Black Wolf. Black Wolf is a rideshare program where your drivers are strapped. They are ex-police officers, ex-military, ex-not messing around. It started in Atlanta, and these guys are badasses that drive you wherever you want to go, like Uber and Lyft, but the guys are strapped, and they're no-nonsense individuals. So with that, I'm going to finish it with the Mr. Giraffe today, Ozzy. It's been a huge success. Now, the other thing is there's a place called Too Good To Go that started here in Southern California. It started in Southern California when I'm there. And it was for different fast food restaurants and like Chinese restaurants. All the food that they have at the end of the night, they pack it up and sell it for $10, and you get as much food as you can take out. And it's called Too Good To Go. It's a great way to get discounted food. And for people that work or eat at night, it's been a success, and that's coming to Phoenix as well. So, final story. And I can't stand this when I see it and I call people out on it. And that is ghost charging for EV cars, where people have an EV car and the parking lot will be full and they'll just park there because it's an EV car charging spot and they won't charge. Or they'll take the cord and throw it in their window of their car. Isn't that great? It's a big problem in the UK, and Stephen sent me this. And call people out and stuff like that. Or just unplug their car if you see it plugged in where it's not supposed to be plugged in. I love when people that film it and send it, film it this way and send it to hello@iallegedly.com. Okay? Comment, like, have you been affected by the IT debacle? Can you trade stocks today? Let me know, guys. Let me know. And now that Joe has stepped down, we need to come together. Okay? Okay. So you guys almost bought that. Anyways, see you guys real soon. Happy days. Happy days.